This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. In this episode, we're going to share with you how to come up with great story angles. And I'm very fortunate to have Hannah Heder from Mikkel Media with me, who is going to share with you exactly how she comes up with story ideas and story angles. She shares the exact frameworks that she uses to come up with amazing hooks for the media. Thank you so much for joining me today, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
Hannah is one big ninja when it comes to creating amazing media angles and coming up with stories to get publicity. So I thought I'd get you on the call today, and I'm really appreciative of your time because I know as a PR agent or PR, you're an account director at Mikkel Media, you probably have a lot of, not a lot of downtime. So I appreciate it. So can we share a little bit, or can you share a little bit about where do you even start with coming up with media angles?
Yeah, story so angles. I think obviously the first thing is understanding that public relations or PR is not advertising. So when you're looking to find a story angle, you need to find a story angle that resonates with your audience and it meets the needs of the journalist rather than the needs of yourself as a business owner. So PR, in order to effectively communicate, you need to come up with, as you say, newsworthy angles. So there are a variety of things you can consider. So timing. First of all, does your business, can you hook it into the timing of an upcoming day? So, for instance, we recently had Harmony Day. So can you speak about happiness or peace?
Yeah.
We had International Women's Day. Does your business audience target women? The next thing you can think
about. And quickly on the timing one, you can tap into it. That can either be charity days or it can be national holidays or international days.
School holidays.
Yes.
I think the important thing, I mean, it's really easy. Do a quick Google search.
Exactly.
It's so simple.
Yeah, I remember when we launched our first book, probably about four or five or even six years ago, we Googled because we wanted to do PR. And so we knew, okay, timing is quite interesting or important to come up with an angle. And so we Googled national holidays around June when we had the book ready. And we found, I think it was the National Whale Day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as in the big fish in the ocean. Yeah. And so we partnered up with International Fund of Animal Welfare, who was running the Whale Day. And we partnered up with them to give all profits that we made from selling the book on the launch party on that day goes to the International Fund of Animal Welfare. And because we had this timing, we put together a press release and it went so well. We got a radio exposure on radio and different publications. We didn't get a TV slot, but we got a few different amazing publications and the radio.
Awesome. All from just doing a quick Google search.
Exactly. And then just finding a day that sort of fit in with what we stand for, because we're very oceany here. We love the ocean. Most of us surf and we live by the ocean. Our headquarters is by the ocean. It was a perfect match. If we had chosen just any random stuff that we don't believe in, probably wouldn't have. It would have come across as a little bit inauthentic, maybe.
Exactly. And I think that's really important thing to mention is something that you believe in is purpose-driven publicity. Because if you don't believe in it and you can't convince your team about it, then exactly. How are you going to convince a journalist?
Yeah.
So then the next next thing that you can create a story angle with is research or topics. So, for instance, if you have a new alarm clock, this is just silly example, researching any relevant research that's local. So obviously if you're in Australia, it's Australian based. If you're in New Zealand, it's New Zealand based, that looks at perhaps sleeping patterns or the importance of waking up to one alarm or not hitting the snooze button. Anything that's particularly relevant to your business that you can then hook your message onto is another great way to engage media because they love a great stat.
I love that. And you actually inspired us to do a survey when you said, hey, research and even surveys, because we have such a large audience here at Basic Bananas, it's easy for us to do a survey talking to a few, you know, I think it was like 15, 20,000 businesses, asking them a few questions about marketing.
Yeah.
And then we could use those stats as part of our story angle.
Yeah, so if you do have a great subscriber base, using that for data and coming up with your own statistics, if there isn't anything relevant.
Yeah. Or else if you don't have that, you can borrow someone else's and
reference
them. Yeah.
And there are companies out there that you can pay a small fee to conduct research for you.
Yeah.
But obviously that is budget depending.
Do you know a company in Australia or globally?
Yeah, there's two. There's Galaxy Research. They're a slightly more expensive option. They do all the government polling. So when you're here in the Australian about political party favourites. That's them. But they do a more affordable version called an omnibus. So every fortnight they run a survey of 1,000 Australians and you can buy a question.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
And they start much
That's
more
a good
affordably.
Tip. Exactly. You Google Omnibus or you Google,
Galaxy Research.
Yeah, cool.
Yes. And then another more affordable option is Pure Profile Research. And their research can start from just a couple of $1,000.
Is it in Australia only?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And but it's the same, obviously, in the US for our overseas listeners.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Exactly. The next thing is if you have an event. So if you're hosting an event, there's a lot of event media out there, your local publications, your DIY event listings.
Quickly on the events one too, I think that's such a great story angle. Just before you came in, actually, one of a girl that I know, she's entering a competition, a surfing competition. It's like a mom's group. So okay. Four moms are entering. As a team, it's a team competition. It's like a fun event to raise funds for Lifeline. And so she asked if Ocean Lovers can sponsor them.
Amazing.
So she just came in to pick up some surf suits from Ocean Lovers. And she said she's getting so much publicity because they're running a fundraising event on Saturday where they have bands and what's it called, raffle tickets and burger stands and kids activities. And so she's getting a lot of coverage from the media because it's an event. So
exactly.
Basically sending
yeah.
out
local
the details.
Publicity,
yeah, local, yeah.
Which leads me to my next point, local hook. So if you're, again, doing an event in your local area, you're doing something in your business that is beneficial to your local community, that's a great way to then approach your local paper or mm-hmm. local radio station and alert them to what it is you're contributing to or get your news.
Yeah. Love that. And when you do the local angle, it's important, isn't it, to keep adding that it's, you know, using the word local.
Absolutely.
Pretty much every
and
three sentences. Like local,
specific.
Local. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love that. And it's a really easy way to generate PR for yourself. And then my final one would be seasonality. So if you're heading back to school season or you've got a product, for instance, you're a hot water bottle company,
mm-hmm.
You would then hook your product around seasonality. So looking at the change of seasons for winter, getting cold and flu season, how can you keep yourself healthy? That's
yeah.
another great
And
option.
With the seasonality, it's almost, you can also call this maybe trends a little bit. I remember, I don't know if you agree, but I remember one of our Clever Bunch members in Melbourne, she's a stylist and she wrote a press release around trends where she wrote something around the trends of wearing scarves for men, I think it was.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was like a trend, sort of a trend story angle and it got picked up also.
Yes, media love tips.
Tips and yeah, trends and
so
tips. Yeah,
trends and tips. So again, that's another hook for media if you've got some great tips.
Tips and how to
arranging
yeah.
flowers or
yeah.
yeah.
What else do you also one story angle that sometimes works for some of our members here is myth busting. So
yes.
you know, someone says you gotta do, you know, you can't eat gluten or something, and then someone writes a press release why gluten is actually good for you.
Well, Franziska, that's a great segue into the publicity you recently received around why the girl boss movement is
oh,
bad
yes.
for business.
Yes.
So we're talking, I suppose the main thing here is that counterintuitive idea.
Mm-hmm. A bit controversial maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that challenging notion. So Christo's talked about why to-do lists are dangerous. I've had another client talk about the dangers of deadlines.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
things that you think in life are
widely accepted
exactly.
maybe yeah
yep.
and then you
absolutely.
Challenge that a little bit.
Media love it.
Yeah, yeah. What else is there other or is this pretty much how you go about when you work with your clients? You have sort of your framework. One thing that you mentioned in the very beginning which we should highlight is newsworthiness.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
that's pretty much the overarching umbrella of
yeah.
all of these angles.
And I think as well if you're unsure, it's about you can even pick up a phone and call a journalist or a news desk and just have a chat to them about newsworthiness, because something that as a small business owner you might think is groundbreaking might not in fact
mm-hmm.
unfortunately be
mm-hmm.
That newsworthy to journalists, which is why when you hook it on to seasonality or trends or advice, you're creating new content and new ideas that perhaps haven't been spoken about before that are therefore more relevant to your journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, people aren't looking to buy a product. They're looking to buy into a business,
yeah.
into the brand and its message and how that therefore resonates with
yeah.
them as a person.
Yeah, exactly. where do you get ideas from? So you work with clients every day and you have to, how many stories do you usually write in a week? Story angles.
Oh, wow.
Because you're really quick at this.
Yeah, look, probably we try to keep, here's actually, that's a really great question because you don't want to flood media. Mm-hmm. So per client, so per business, mm-hmm. you wouldn't want to be pitching more than say one or two story angles a month.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because
yeah.
you don't want to be diluting your key message and you don't want to be spamming your potential yeah. journalists' yeah. inboxes with story ideas. So I think you need to thoughtfully research and then write it down and present the facts because journalists are time poor. So you want to present an idea to them that's well thought out, to the point, and gives them everything they need in one mm-hmm. go.
Where do you get your inspiration from? So let's say a new client comes to you. Let's say, what sort of business should we pick? Should we pick a designer, graphic
sure.
designer?
Yeah.
They come to you and they want to work with you. Where do you start with ideas? Because you're not necessarily in this business even. It's even yeah. almost harder Absolutely. For you than it is for them.
Yeah, and then to obviously then speak and buy into yeah. their business idea. So yeah. obviously, I think what's most inspiring is finding out what it was that drove them to start a business.
So actually that's another probably story angle, isn't it? Sort of the Absolutely. Hero stories a little bit.
Yeah. So we have a client at the moment who has a health and wellbeing superfood powder, multivitamin, and he himself suffered, I always struggle to say this, vitiligo, the same skin condition as Michael Jackson, where the mm-hmm. skin started to become bleached mm-hmm. white mm-hmm. and he was a professional model. So obviously that then played into his vanity and he suffered as a consequence. There was no traditional medical assistance mm-hmm. for this condition. And so he started researching with friends, natural therapies and options out there to mm-hmm. help. And he was really disheartened with
what's available.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he then made his own. He did. And that human interest story has been picked up by news.com. And
okay. So then you just created a story angle around his story, basically.
About his
That's
hardship.
It. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good one too, because for the listeners that do have a very interesting story like that, sort of the zero to hero storyline.
Absolutely.
The media loves that, doesn't it? Yeah, rags to riches story. Yeah, yes. That's amazing. What if you don't have a story like that?
Well, everyone has an inspiration, don't they, behind their business or a passion. There is something there. I think it's about a matter of speaking to someone and asking the right questions and getting it out. Mm-hmm. And then looking at the product itself, what's your unique offering? What's your value proposition? Do you have any interesting case studies? Mm-hmm. Is another great one.
Yeah, I like that one. The case study angle actually is a really good one too. If you don't have the zero to hero story, maybe one of your clients does.
Exactly.
Or your customers. Yeah, I like that one. What do you think about, what's the word, riding off the back of what's already out there? You know, if I remember another yes. example of one of our members, there was a really high unemployment rate. I think it was actually Melbourne again. And then one of our clients who runs workshops for people that are unemployed to help them find a job, he just wrote a press release riding off the back of
the news. Absolutely. Yeah. The important thing of riding off the back of that or of any study or statistic is to do it in a timely manner because newsworthy producers and journalists, they move quickly. Old mm-hmm. news can be old news within 24 mm-hmm. hours.
And then some news are always news, the bloody cellulite news and weight loss news are like, if you look at some of these magazines, like when I was a kid, they're still the same stories, right?
Exactly.
Heartbreak and weight loss.
Same story. But in saying that, the trends are changing. So mm-hmm. the diet fads are changing.
That's true, yeah. yeah.
But a lot of producers will say to me, well, if you've got this to me before the survey was released, which obviously as a business owner is hard to know, then they're more likely to run it. So what's important is to set up Google alerts.
That's a good point, yeah.
With keywords. So if you're a business that operates in the field of marketing, for instance, you would set up keywords around career, business owner, smart business ideas or workplace, mm-hmm. All these keywords. And then every time any relevant news article comes up,
around that topic,
around
yeah.
the topic, you're on you get top in of your it. Inbox and you can see yeah. it. Doing those simple Google searches yourself, reading what other people are writing about. You know, there's websites overseas like Forbes that have great content, great contributors,
yeah.
and that
yeah,
might
probably.
Spark an idea. Read yeah. what other people are writing about, mm-hmm. and it might spark
in your demographic.
You.
So
exactly.
pick the magazines or the publications or the blogs that are targeting your demographic. Yeah, and
relevant
then,
to you.
So you're sort of you see what's going on. You know, even people always say, how do you get ideas? And to be honest, I know this is a little bit of a lame excuse, but even when I waste my time on Facebook, sometimes I give myself 5 minutes to scroll through the newsfeed at night when I'm just mindlessly doing nothing, which is could be a waste of time, which probably a little bit is. But sometimes I can see what are the conversations people are having It's very interesting when even if just looking at social media or what people are talking about on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, sometimes you can pick up ideas there even.
Absolutely.
Are people always talking about this or that or, you know, what's going on? Yeah. I think that's another tool. And the Google Alerts for our listeners, that's a free tool to use. It's still free, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it's just a matter of just Google Alerts.
Yeah.
And it will come up with a prompt. Yeah. I think all you need, you don't even need a Google account.
You can just sign up. Yeah, that's definitely a good tip.
And here's another tip for you.
I like a lot of tips.
I'm not sure about overseas. I know here in Australia, but I'm sure if you do a Google, you'll easily find them. There's a website here in Australia called Source Bottle.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's Haro, Hire a Reporter in the US. It's huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Hire a Reporter. Yeah, there you go.
Hire a Reporter, yeah.
Essentially, media put call-outs on there for case studies if they're writing a particular story. And you can put yourself forward for opportunities. And in addition to that, you can also list yourself as an expert. So if you're a business owner with marketing experience, you can list all the keywords relevant to topics that you'd be comfortable talking about. If you're in the business of children's education, anything relating to education, learning, list yourself as an expert. And if a journalist is writing a relevant story, they're able to contact you directly for commentary. So it's moving beyond your business and positioning yourself as a thought leader in a way that then people are respecting what you're saying and your commentary on these areas beyond what your business is actually offering. And then they'll come back and they'll say, okay, Franziska from Basic Bananas was talking about the ABCs of marketing. Let's go check out her website. And then they'll go on and they'll obviously then. Yeah.
And that's why it's important to even have a good website, a good branding, because they will check you out. And if you look like a hobby person, they might not have as much trust in your opinion, unfortunately. It's all about perception, isn't it? Read the book Perception. Hint, hint. Hey, two more last questions, unless you have something else you wanted to share. Yeah. One is, what's one of your favorite story angles you have ever come up with? I know this is putting you on the spot so hard. And while you think, I'll give you the second one because your brain will tick. The second one is, was there one that backfired a little bit?
Oh, wow.
It doesn't even have to be yours.
Yeah,
wow. And both of them don't have to be yours. But what's one of your favorite sort of angles that you have seen or that you have come up with? And then what's one that maybe backfired a little bit?
Okay. First question, and it's a great example. We recently had a sexologist out here, and her messaging was very X-rated. But her KPI for us, so her objective, what she wanted to achieve was a television placement. So we had to come up with something that was appropriate for morning television.
Yeah.
So it was a matter of going away and looking at all her content and speaking to her and reading about everything she'd written and coming up with an angle. And so we came up with the angle of why the golden rule is ruining your marriage. Essentially, don't treat your husband how you want to be treated because men and women are different.
Yeah.
Media loved it, bought it up,
really?
Got a TV segment. Like that.
That's amazing.
Straight away, we've had several national radio interviews and
just with that one angle.
Because
again, it's sort of going against what most people would say.
Against the grain.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was a huge success. And then an angle that's backfired. Well, recently Weight Watchers.
Yes. Oh my God. Actually.
In Australia.
Friend actually ran this company.
Okay. Sorry. Should we not talk about it?
No, we can totally talk about it. The one with the turn the lights off.
Yes. And that's actually, So they media gifted, which again is another great way to get PR, is doing a little press pack for your media friends and gifting them. Now Weight Watchers decided to gift media. I don't actually recall what the campaign was about.
It was basically about that
they did research with my friend around
a few times, and we discussed it, and I actually said this could really go really well, and it probably would have if there was one journalist who picked it up very early on. I don't remember, you probably know who they are, and tweeted about it and said this is the lamest thing that I've ever received. So did they send out
it was a light bulb, and basically they'd done studies saying that women prefer to have sex with the lights out,
yes, because they're not confident in their body,
because
so the whole angle was
watches.
About
exactly.
Yeah, so the whole they wanted to change their perception around it's not just about losing weight to look good, it's about feeling good and having confidence. So
but it did backfire because the perception was that they were encouraging women who were too overweight to then turn out the lights when they were being intimate.
Yeah, it just got,
they got
misread.
Slammed.
They got so slammed. They had to pull the whole trigger on the campaign.
And I think the point here as well is then to, if you've got this great idea, play the devil's advocate and think about all the things that could go wrong.
That could go wrong, yeah, that's true.
Because social media is in everyone's hands these days, and things spread virally.
To be honest, just in all fairness, because, but also because she's my friend at Weight Watchers, not the PR company, I actually, looking at the campaign and looking at the company, the PR company who ran it, which obviously wasn't you, they could have managed this a little bit better by managing already having people getting a little bit of a preview what's coming so that they can be before everyone. You know how people are just following each other? Mm-hmm. It would have been good to have some leaders in the field, some media people, to say, hey, this is very clever, because then this wouldn't have happened.
Yes.
But that's management. You know, you guys obviously are a lot better than this company. I don't even know who it was, and it doesn't matter. But yeah, definitely it's good to play the devil's advocate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about all the questions media could ask.
I love it. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
No, I think that's it. I think, you know, with public relations and PR and publicity, getting yourself noticed, step outside the box of your business, step outside your product. It's really hard when you're doing every day.
Yeah.
You know, so many businesses know the reason of what they're doing and how they're doing it, but what's the why?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. Thanks again for sharing.
Thanks, Francisco. Rocket!
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.